Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're doing at present is called Spiritual Warfare, and we're doing the introduction. And this is topic number 5, The Battle Inside Us. Let me say from the very beginning, whether you're born again or not born again, you're in a spiritual warfare every day, a spiritual battle. When you become born again, the battle may increase because Satan does not want you to be a living witness for God here on the earth. The Bible teaches us about war within us, the constant struggle between flesh and spirit, our battle with sin or wars within our members. To begin to examine the battle within us, we must first understand its nature, and the desires of the flesh are part of the human nature, and it is history that goes right back to the beginning of time. Let's read from Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 to 7. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord, and Abel he also brought his firstlings of his flocks and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but to Cain and his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth or angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you so angry, and why has your countenance fallen? Verse 7, if you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at your door. And unto you shall be this desire, and you shall rule over him. The battle of the flesh versus the spirit. Often we make decisions according to how we think, feel, and want, and we find ourselves struggling with anger, bitterness, and hatred, leading us into areas of temptation. But God tells us to fight against those sinful feelings. We must learn to fight against the old nature that tries to rise up in us. Paul tells us to put off the old nature and put on the new creation in Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 to 13. The Lord has given us his Spirit, who will empower us to overcome, but we must be willing to allow him the authority to be in control of our emotions and behavior. Matthew chapter 26, 41. Reading from verse 41, watch and pray that you enter not into the temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Reading Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. Verse 16, this I say, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. We suffer in our flesh, whether we feed its desires or deny its pleasures. We are constantly battling between what we want to do versus what we know that the Lord wants us to do. The Christian life is not passive. Jesus told us in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily, that is, and follow me. Christians are not living in the abundant life of love, joy, and peace because they are unaware of how to maintain and claim those promises. Jesus promised us an abundant life that starts here on the earth. Until we understand the forces that are against us and are prepared to fight for what is rightfully ours, we will not be able to receive all that God has for us. I hope you've enjoyed today's topic, the battle on the inside of us. There is a battle going on the inside of us of what to do and what not to do. The Bible tells us we are to walk in the Spirit. How do we walk in the Spirit? We walk in the Word of God. We walk and do what God's Word says and what God says by His Spirit into us. Walking in the Spirit is walking in the Word of God on a daily basis, 24 hours a day. The battle that's on the inside of us on a constant basis is overcome by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit and the power in the name of Jesus. We have the victory already. We just have to walk the victory out and confess it and claim it in Jesus' name. I hope you've enjoyed this topic today. Thank you for being with me, and God bless. The next and final part will be part 6, a final word on spiritual warfare. Thank you, and God bless.